a perfect day for sailing, or Julia's preferred option right now. Topping up the tan, she pulled her binoculars from her bag. The boat was too far out for her to make out the faces of the two men standing at the helm, but the way they were squaring up to each other smelled trouble. She fiddled with the focus on her binoculars, but couldn't see them any clearer. The heavier of the two wore a flamboyant printed shirt tucked into knee-length navy shorts. His grey hair, thin on top, and a little bushier at the sides. Julia chewed her bottom lip as she tried to figure out why he looked so familiar. The guy with him was an entirely different matter. Average height, and slightly effeminate in his stance, he reminded Julia of her Uncle Charlie, who had recently eloped with another man, causing her father to have a near cardiac arrest. Despite the sun's heat, he was dressed entirely in black, from the cap covering his hair to his baggy jeans. Julia grimaced. The arrogant tilt of his chin told her he was vain enough to crack a mirror. She was just about to turn away when Mr. Conceited put a hand to something at the back of his pants and held it there. Julia narrowed her eyes, but still couldn't make out what it was. Using his free hand, he pointed towards the shore. The man in the shorts turned to follow the direction of his finger. That was when Julia's blood turned cold. The man in black pulled the something from his pants, and the something looked very much like a gun. He raised it high and aimed it at the back of the other man's head. "What the hell?" Julia's heart leapt into her throat, and perspiration broke out on her forehead as she clasped her hand to her mouth. "My God, he's going to shoot him! Right here! Right now! I've got to do something! Call for help! Ring 911!" She dropped the binoculars and desperately searched for her phone inside her bag. "Where is it?" Panicking, she looked back to the boat and froze. The shot was nothing more than a muffled bang. Nothing distinct. Nothing that would cause any attention. The victim's body jerked hard, and his arms flew back as he toppled backward onto the deck. Julia grappled for her binoculars once more. She watched with a thumping heart as the man in black stuffed the gun into his belt and leaned down to where the other man had fallen. The binoculars shook in Julia's trembling hands. "Oh God! Oh God!" Julia muttered the words over and over as she watched a cold-blooded killer heave and shove the dead man over the side of the boat. She saw a splash before the body slid into its liquid coffin. Julia remained perfectly still, terrified to move. What if the man with the gun looked across the water and spotted her, sitting alone in her hidden cove? He would kill her, track her down and kill her. After what felt like 100 years, the boat finally roared to life and took off. Julia exhaled in a rush and frantically shook everything out of her bag. Her phone wasn't there. Cursing, she remembered leaving it on her mum's dining room table earlier in the day. She threw her belongings back into her bag and raced from the cove. The last thing she wanted was to go to the police station, but knew she had no choice. Of all the times to be drawn into another killing in Gawkley Park,